Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Getting about on the UK's streets has been described as a, quote, daily assault course of street obstacles and dangerous crossings for vision-impaired people. A recently published report for RNIB called Who Put That There? Suggests that thousands of blind and partially sighted people are being injured as they walk around their local streets, leaving many of them without the confidence to get out and about. The main problems singled out as a particular concern for many people are pavement parking, wheelie bins, random street furniture like lampposts and benches, advertising A-boards on the pavements outside shops, cafes and pubs, a lack of safe crossing points, and shared space developments that remove curbs or rely on pedestrians making eye contact with drivers. The report says that 95% of blind and partially sighted people have collided with an obstacle in their local neighbourhood in the last 3 months, with parked cars on pavements at the top of the offenders list. We spoke to Michael Wilson, who authored the report that looked at the problem in England, but which clearly reflects what's happening across the whole of the UK. Although the report's findings are extremely worrying, these problems have been identified for some time. So why, we asked Michael, has a new report been commissioned?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One, it's been going for so long, but unless we keep making this noise, then government, local authorities are just going to sort of feel like they can get away with it. And actually what we need to do is to make sure that decision makers are well aware that there are still problems out there, that streets are getting more cluttered, and that the injuries and the lack of confidence is getting worse. And I think that's one reason why we need to keep making some noise about this. I think the other thing is the regulations and the guidance which government gives the local authorities, that hasn't been reviewed for over 10 years now, and we're pushing for the government to do that so that we can actually get some clear guidance on things like advertising boards, parking on pavements, out to local authorities.
Now, obviously, you're basing all of this on hard evidence. How have you gone about gathering the evidence about, well, not just the fact that streets are still cluttered, but the situation actually seems to be getting worse, if anything?
We did a survey last year. We had over 500 blind and partially sighted people who took part in the survey, and that gave us some of the information that we've used in the report. And we also carried out a Freedom of Information request, and we asked local authorities about what policies and procedures they had in place in relation to things like parking on pavements, advertising boards, street crossings. And we've used all of that to sort of produce the report findings, which show that 95% of people in a three-month period had hit an obstacle, and over a third of those people had suffered an injury as a result.
Yes, you cite some pretty nasty injuries, don't you, and the frequency of that happening, and as you've just said, the fact that it happens to a lot, if not most, blind and partially sighted people at some point.
Yeah, and I think that's the real crux of the matter, is that it's a recurring theme. It happens all the time, every day, and we've spoken to plenty of people who will say, you know, some days it's just you feel like not leaving the door, because if you go out, you know you're going to hit something, and you know quite likely you're going to injure yourself. And when you've got that level of certainty that something's going to happen when you go out, it really does start to erode people's confidence and just the sort of freedom that you possibly feel to go out and about. And, you know, it's just not good enough in the 21st century that local authorities are not paying enough due regard to the impact that some of their policies and procedures are having on blind and partially sighted people. You know, we've got a right to walk the streets as anybody else does, and I think it's about time that local authorities did something about this.
Have you been able to identify how much of this is down to street design that may have changed in the last 5-10 years, and how much is the fault of things like wheelie bins and A-boards and things that are maybe more temporarily put on a pavement and in the way?
Yeah, I suppose there's a balance. On the one hand, you've got things where the temporary objects, which you can't anticipate, which do cause real problems, so the parking on pavement and the advertising boards. And then on the other side of the coin, you've got things where a scheme may be proposed and designed and put out there for public consultation, but quite often blind and partially sighted people are not consulted about it. They don't find out about these things until the building work is well underway. And over the last few years, there's been a phenomenon called shared space, which is where pedestrians and vehicles sort of share the same space. There's no sort of designated paving, there's no kind of crossing points, and they are a real death trap. And over the last few years, these areas in towns and villages have grown phenomenon, and they really need to be stopped. And the only way we can actually make sure they're safe for blind and partially sighted people is to make sure that they do have curbs, and they do have paving areas so people with canes and guide dogs know exactly where they can navigate. They do have crossing points so they can cross safely. The actual concept is drivers and pedestrians can make eye contact to see who can go and where people are going. And actually that in itself just clearly states that that doesn't work for blind and partially sighted people.
Now, you've repeatedly said, and your evidence has shown, that the things that are causing problems, be it shared spaces or things that are temporary or permanent, obstacles like bollards, whatever it might be, falls often at the feet of the local authority. But of course, they're all different, independent and autonomous bodies. How on earth do you get the, quote, local authority everywhere across the UK to pay heed to what you want?
Yeah, well, as you rightly identified, there's quite a postcode lottery out there. But we're calling on the government to strengthen regulation which is sent to local authorities. So if that regulation was clearer, was firmer in its convictions about what could be on the highway and what shouldn't be on the highway, that would help. The second thing which we're calling for is for local authorities to adopt a street charter. And we quite rightfully recognise every local authority area is different. And so, you know, coming out and saying you should do X, Y and Z is not going to be helpful. Actually, if we can get local authorities to work with blind and partially sighted residents in an area, they will then be able to design a street charter which would help to either address some of the existing problems or make sure any future problems, which, you know, if you've got a scheme which is being designed or built or changed, then making sure that those changes are consulted on with people who are going to have an impact on. And so if we think that if local authorities do that, then we think there's a real change ahead if it can be delivered.
And finally, I was thinking, Michael, sort of looking at the other way of approaching this. I know you're going to look at it from central government, then feeding down regulations to local authorities. But is the mileage in an individual blind or partially sighted person finding a problem and letting their local authority know about it?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that, to my mind, is the number one way we need to do it. And if there are blind and partially sighted people that want to kind of make a difference and make a change, we absolutely say, you know, contact your local authority, contact your local councillor, contact your local MP, and go that way to try and address some of the issues. Because actually, at the end of the day, in England alone, there are 150 local authorities who have responsibility for the highway and the pavements. And actually, it's going to be impossible to sort of do that one at a time unless we've got people in each area sort of making the noises which say, you know, it's really important that you keep the highway clear. It's really important that pavements are decluttered, because actually that's going to have the impact going forward.
Michael Wilson, author of the RNIB report, Who Put That There? The Barriers to Blind and Partially Sighted People Getting Out and About.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.